And Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ehlin. No charges will be filed in a fatal shooting in the parking lot of a Milwaukee church. A 23-year-old man pointed a fake gun at a 24-year-old man dropping off his three kids last month at a daycare at Covenant Lutheran Church. Police say the father pulled out a real gun and killed the man. The DA's office says the father was acting in self-defense. Thursday's Wisconsin Elections Commission meeting to review a complaint regarding uncounted ballots in Madison took a heated turn. Commissioner Bob Spindell wanted to talk about Milwaukee's Election Day ballot shortage over the objections of Commission Chair Ann Jacobs, who ruled Spindell was out of order. And the Joint Legislative Audit Committee will hold a hearing on Wisconsin DEI audits this Wednesday at the Capitol. Audits released last week found that state agencies and the universities of Wisconsin failed to track money spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Mostly cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. A couple of isolated stronger storms are possible, especially to the east. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 57. On Easter Sunday, scattered showers with a high of 55. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 52.
Whitney Houston on Max FM.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
I'm area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Bust it. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served and you're stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance cause she likes the groove. So come on, fatso, and just bust the move. Someone could cure your lonely condition. Looking for love in all the wrong places. No fine girls, just ugly faces. From frustration, first inclination is to become a monk and leave the situation. But every dark tunnel has a lighter hope, so don't hang yourself with a celibate rope. New movie showing, so you're going. Could care less about the five you're blowing. Theater gets dark just to start the show. Then you spot a fine woman sitting in your row. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust. Try to make a move and she says no way. Girls are faking, goodness saking. They want a man who brings home the bacon. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. Some girls are sadistic, materialistic. Looking for a man makes them opportunistic. They're lying on the beach perpetrating a tan so that a brother with money can be their man. So on the beach you're strolling, real high rolling. Everything you have is yours and not stolen. A girl runs up with something to prove, so don't just stand there, bust the move. Larry, in 5 days from now he's gonna marry. He's hoping you can make it there if you can, cause in the ceremony you'll be the best man. You say neato, check your libido, and roll to the church in your new tuxedo. The bride walks down just to start the wedding, and there's one more girl you won't be getting. So you start thinking, then you start clicking. A bridemaid looks and thinks that you're winking. She thinks you're kinda cute, so she winks back. And now you're feeling really firm, cause the girl is stacked. Reception's jumping, bass is pumping. Look at the girl and your heart starts stumping. Says she wanna dance to a different groove. Now you know what to do, G, bust the move.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:10 on Friday morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, it will be cloudy with a high of 67. Tonight, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low of right around 39. We will monitor the system moving through this afternoon as well. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 57. On Easter Sunday, Shower chances in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 54. Currently, it is 51 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily?
Yes, that is right. I think the major weather has kind of dissipated. Yeah, are we doing better?
We are doing better. Everything has definitely moved out of the listening area, so it's just south of Madison right now. And so, yeah, we're doing much better. We can actually see it starting to brighten up in the downtown Baraboo area. Can almost see the sun trying to peek through. The roads are definitely a little bit wet out here this morning. We did have a little bit of a downpour earlier, but yeah, we're past all of that. Thank goodness. What a start to the morning. You know, at 5 o'clock, when all the things start going off, it's going to be a busy morning.
That's right. But you know, what's nice about live radio is that there are people there to bring the live weather forecast to you. And we are so lucky to have those professionals in our midst. And then also the voice of Dave Grant bringing it to you anyways, even if it's not the time that he's supposed to be live on the radio. He's still going to come on and he's going to tell you all about it, and he will be happy to do so.
Yeah,
might have a scratchy voice.
Yeah, that was exactly. It was kind of funny. One of our meteorologists reached out to me this morning. He goes, did you cover the weather going through Baraboo this morning? I'm like, yep. I'm like, we have it under control here. We kept tabs on it. And so, yeah, it was kind of funny. I know he was not in this area. So he woke up to probably a bunch of things on his phone going, oh my, what's going on there? So we did not have the hail in the Baraboo area. If anyone does have damage reports, wants to text those in to me, please let me know. 608-355-9970. I know that we saw some heavier storms go through the Sauk Prairie, Prairie du Sac area. If you did have anything, text that into us. I would like to see that. I'm just following up for our meteorologist as well. Now, we were talking about Easter Sunday. That is going to be this Sunday, April 20th. And Google looked at the top Easter candies we've been searching for to lead up to Easter Sunday. And it's Gross Peeps in most states. But that it doesn't mean that it's our favorite. It's definitely not mine. And opinions expressed by Dave and Emily on the morning show are not necessarily those of Civic Media or Max FM. They're just opinions of Dave and Emily. 35 states have Googled Peeps more than any other Easter candy this month. Maybe where to put them. Gummy candies are next with 5 states. No other types of candy got more than 2.
But they actually provide us with like a map that shows like all the Peep lovers or Peep Googlers or whatever. And let's be clear. We don't know that people are Googling Peeps to like get them. They might be Googling Peeps to be like, what are those things made of? What are they really? Are they aliens? Like,
or what
people
are they really
just
good
mystified
for?
By them. I think they're just, I don't know anyone who like hasn't had feelings about Peeps as a fake food. Like, people all have strong emotions.
Right.
Because they're just weird. Second only, in my opinion, from circus peanuts. Those things are made of styrofoam. Anyways, that's how I really feel about that. So none of this means, like I said, that we love Peeps or even like them. Plenty of those may have had, like I was saying, H-A-T-E searches. We don't say that because I find that to be a bad word. But, you know, like I said,
right.
Discovery searches about what the heck Peeps are and what is going on. Apparently, Icy, the brand, debuted Peeps-flavored slushies last month. So maybe that's where all this Googling is coming from. I think that's enough of that. I don't think that needs to ever happen. But if you do like Peeps, we're not saying you're wrong. But they're definitely not America's favorite Easter candy.
Gross.
Candy. Instacart did a list earlier this month of the most purchased Easter candies. And Peeps didn't even crack the top 10.
Because they're gross. Oh. And then the new survey from this week also found that Peeps aren't our favorite. Can you guess what the number one candy is? It's not Peeps. We will tell you in just a moment. Number 5, Robin Eggs at 9%. They're just Easter-themed Whoppers and so delicious and tasty.
I do like those.
Oh,
they're
so
pretty, too. I mean, they really, they do a nice job with the color. Yeah, I like those. Number 4 on the list is Jelly Beans at 12%. Coming in hot at number 4, Jelly Beans. I mean, they're going to always be there, right? There is a discrepancy between Jelly Beans and Jelly Bellies, which I think is like a whole other conversation.
I do, too. And I've got strong feelings. All right, fine. We're going down that rabbit hole.
Okay.
Jelly Bellies are a year-round candy. They're not specific to Easter. They're a manufactured flavored candy. I love Jelly Bellies, don't get me wrong, but Jelly Beans are different. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yep.
So
jelly beans are more Easter style.
Right.
When Jelly Bellies came out, I remember thinking, or whenever I first had them, I guess, as a kid, we had a little bit of both in our Easter basket. And I was like, what are these weird little small things? I don't think that this is right until I ate them. And I was like, oh,
so tasty.
I don't ever have to have jelly beans again because the jelly beans are all weird and dry on the inside. And Jelly Bellies are like delicious flavors. Oh, and
they're popcorn.
They're better. They're just better. Sorry. All right.
Number three.
Easter bunny rabbit hole complete with the Jelly Belly versus the jelly bean. Number three in the top five list of America's favorite candy for Easter in the Easter basket is Cadbury cream eggs. Also coming in at at 13% is Dave.
It's chocolate Easter bunnies. And again, we talked about number two, chocolate Easter bunnies of the most searched Easter candy. We already talked about how people eat them either head first, feet first, or behind first. I'm not sure why people are eating the Easter bunnies behind first, but, you know, people do some interesting things. We'll leave it at that.
What about face first? Does anyone just go for the nose? I mean, whatever.
Probably you do, I suspect, if you're asking. She's biting off the nose of the Easter bunny. You heard it right here on the morning show with Dave and Emily. And
I kind of remember something like that from my young childhood, but whatever.
Like right 2 weeks ago.
No.
Number one.
We are talking about the favorite Easter candy 2025. Dave, what is number one? Bring it home, please.
Number one is Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs with 26% of the vote. They also topped Instacart's most purchased list. It was the same last year. I talked about this last year on my Sunday Easter show as well. And so, yes, Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs are the number one Easter candy. Now, Gross Peeps did rank six with 7% of the vote. So, 1 in 14 people still love them the most, and we wonder about them as well. And I know Wendy's already texted the text line. I already responded to her on that as well. So, there's...
Mm-hmm. Fun little note here, too. There is some, you know how, like, there's always branded trends for different holiday purchasing. And in this case, the top trends for themes for Easter baskets are Minecraft, not to be surprised as the movie is out right now, and Hello Kitty. I gotta say, Hello Kitty's had some lasting power, man. Hello Kitty was a thing when I was a little girl. So, like, it's still popular. It keeps coming back every about 5-10 years. All of a sudden, it's like out in the stores again. I don't know how they do that. Maybe they keep themselves alive or a new generations, or I don't know. But whatever they're doing, they're staying there. So
Rob, if you're listening, Emily wants a Hello Kitty themed Easter basket. Rob, Hello Kitty Easter themed basket for Emily. I'll text you in case he's not listening too.
Very good. I appreciate that. If you can hear the sarcasm in my voice, I wonder.
Well, I'm getting my phone out right now to text him in case you're curious, because I wasn't sure if he wasn't listening. But I mean, I do these things, and you know, and I like my voice to text as well. So you know, that's,
you gotta be careful with that though, because if you're not paying attention, man, you don't have any idea what's actually happening with that message. It could take on a whole new AI life form that you have no idea what you're saying. If you do not read that over and hit send, you could get in trouble. You could be embarrassed. You could be a lot of things. So just be thoughtful. What I usually do when I talk to text at the end of the text, if I can't read it over and edit it, I say, please forgive any mistakes. This was talk to text, just so people know. But I think people, because it's all a big run on sentence. Half of it doesn't make any sense, right? So don't forget to Max FM big deals of the day. We are offering 50% savings at Sweet Sanctuary Services. I love what they do. They come in and help you do the things that you wish that you would do yourself in terms of making your spaces organized, simplifying a little feng shui, you know, all the stuff that kind of makes it easy to be in the spaces in which you work or which you live. So that's a really, I mean, I've even had people come and just, you know, just move a couple things around in one little small spot. It makes a huge difference in your experience in that space, especially if you spend a lot of time there, like your office or whatever. So Sweet Sanctuary, go show them some love and support their business and go hit them up on Big Deals of the Day and get that 50% off today only.
Today only over at maxfmbigdeals.com. And don't worry, Emily, I did text Rob and let him know you want that Hello Kitty Easter theme basket. So I did make sure to take care of that. I didn't voice the text. And so, yeah, he's probably going to be like, what are those two doing this morning? So,
yep. Yeah, well, our kids are older now, so Easter baskets are still important, but not as important as when they were little. So I, just kind of started thinking about that now. Like, so he loves to shop, so that might perk him up to go do some stuff for everyone and get some Easter basket action. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. So, all right, you'll be back with us at 8:40 as we celebrate calendar days.
All right, looking forward to that.
I am as well. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It's time for a little bit of John Park.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:28 on Friday morning. We know that Easter is coming up on Sunday, and parents are sometimes getting a little fed up with how big the Easter Bunny has become and feel like the Easter Bunny is stepping maybe on Santa Claus' toes. Maybe it's time for this to get settled in the octagon. I'm just wondering about that.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! It's the MMA's Holiday Figure Smackdown, pitting the Easter Bunny against Santa Claus. See Peter, the Hopper, the Stumper, the Thumping Machine, Cottontail, going nose-to-nose with Mr. Ho-Ho-Ho, St. Nicholas, the Chimney Diver, Santa Claus, Winner Takes the Basket, don't miss the hopping, the toys, the fluffy tail, the fluffy beard, competing for Easter bragging rights. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
So there you go. Could we see a little showdown between Santa Claus and Easter Bunny? No, I don't think so. Santa Claus is chilling out at the North Pole right now. And the Easter Bunny is getting busy, getting ready to deliver all those Easter baskets this Sunday. So yes, we are having a lot of fun with all of that. And you know, we've been busting on peeps all morning, apparently. I've been getting a little bit of slack from a couple of our listeners that do like their peeps, and so yes, if you do like your peeps, yes, you're more than welcome to them, and don't worry, I'm not going to steal your peeps either, so yes, they're definitely out there. We are talking about those this morning, but we're going to have a little bit more fun at 8:40 with peeps, so stay tuned for that. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports on weather and more fun music on Max FM.
It's Kubota Orange Days. From America's number one selling compact tractor to zero-turn mowers and versatile RTVs, get your perfect match delivered to your door. And now, through June 30th, get zero down, 0% APR for 84 months on select compact tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarland'sKubota.com for details.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/uw10 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/uw10, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
The Brewers host the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Athletics. Tonight at AmFam Field, Freddie Peralta on the mound for the Crew. NBA, the Bucks head to Indianapolis to play the Pacers tomorrow at noon for game one of their best-of-seven playoff series. Damian Lillard back at practice just a month after being diagnosed with a blood clot, but not active yet. Bobby Portis back from that 25-game suspension.
You know, I've been suspended for a little minute, so it's fun to just practice for real, and get up and down with the guys, so it's fun being in the mix with the guys and trending towards the playoffs, and it's fun to just be on the court with the guys. So it was a great day in the office.
Giannis asked about his advice to younger teammates who've never played in a postseason game.
My first playoff, I got ejected. My first playoff, I tackled somebody. See, it doesn't get worse than that. But yeah, just anybody that plays for the first time in the playoffs, just do not tackle somebody. You know, that would be my advice.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM Weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with isolated showers and thunderstorms possible. A couple of isolated stronger storms are possible, especially to the east. Our high today in the mid to upper 60s. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 57. On Easter Sunday, scattered showers with a high of 55. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always dreamed of for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
The most nonstop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Smile, we smile
without any style. We kiss altogether wrong, no intention. We lie about each other's strengths. We live without each other.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily on Friday, April 18th. It's 8:41. Emily, we were talking about popular Easter candies a few minutes ago, right?
Yes.
Okay, and we said the most popular Easter candies are Reese's eggs, and Peeps are at the bottom of the list, and primarily consist of sugar, corn syrup, gelatin, along with additives like potassium sorbate, a preservative, in food coloring. Sure, they look cute, right? But we both are not fans of Peeps, right?
Right, that is correct. We are not fans of Peeps. In fact, the name has unofficially been changed to Gross Peeps.
Yes, Gross Peeps. And so, again, all opinions expressed by Dave and Emily do not represent necessarily Civic Media or Max FM. They're just the opinions of Dave and Emily in the morning. And so, you know, I've been getting a little bit of grief about busting on Peeps, and, you know, I'm going to continue on because I've got a great clip that I'm going to play for all of our listeners right now as well.
Oh my, here we
this
go.
Year, when your child it. Looks at their basket of candy and says,
"Gross, I hate Peeps."
Now you can do something about it. Introducing Adopt a Peep, your chance to provide a loving home for a candy that would otherwise decompose in a landfill. Assuming Peeps can decompose. With Adopt a Peep, you're not just saving a life, you're adding a constant companion. Adopt a Peep, because everything deserves a loving home. Even the sugar-coated sole of your Hoka running shoe.
Even the sugar-coated sole of your Hogan running shoe.
I just love it, Sir McGaughlin. Arms of an angel.
Oh, my gosh. Adopt a peep, everyone. You heard it here on the morning show. First time ever that any of you probably heard that. That's the first time I heard that. I can tell you that for sure. Wow. Adopt a peep. I do have to say exactly. There's no evidence that these things decompose, so we might as well just keep them forever as a pet. I think that's what that's kind of leaning into, folks. What do you think, Dave?
Are you going to
adopt a peep?
No, I'm not adopting a peep. There's only one good spot for the peep. That's the microwave. Moving along. We better get to calendar days before I get myself into any further trouble, because I do have to go home at some point. We'll just leave it at that. And there may be Peeps fans in our house, and it's not Stout. He won't even touch them either. So,
wow. Okay. Yeah. This has been talked about for a while now, and yes. I did not know that there was a discrepancy in the home life with the peepness.
I haven't heard back from Rob about your Hello Kitty Easter basket either. So.
Hopefully. Oh, you will. I'm sure you'll hear something. He's probably just, rubbing his hands together mischievously and trying to figure out how to make something out of this that's probably not necessary or appropriate.
I can't wait. You have to let me know how that goes. It is April 18th, and it is World Marbles Day. Some people may say Dave and Emily probably lost their marbles this morning, but it is World Marbles Day. It is also World Amateur Radio Day, and this is something that's very important, near and dear to my heart. Amateur radio operators provide emergency communications during both natural and man-made disasters. They helped out during some of the floods that we have. I know one of our engineers is an amateur radio operator, and they're very important. I can tell you, after working with emergency management, that crew is so important, and they help out at other events as well. So it's Amateur Radio Day. What else you see on our calendar days, Emily?
Yeah, that's kind of fun, the Amateur Radio Day. I appreciate that. I mean, we're not amateurs, but sometimes we act immature.
Immature radio.
National Velociraptor Day, Velociraptor Awareness Day. It says, quote, "We designed it, we built it, and then they discovered it. That still boggles my mind." So what I'm thinking they're talking about here is they kind of made up this, thought that this dinosaur style and or build and, all of the things about a velociraptor. It sounds like they kind of made it up thinking that it might have been an actual, dinosaur from back then.
Right.
And then they actually discovered the bones from one. So that's pretty cool. I didn't realize that that's kind of the trajectory that took. Velociraptors are my favorite dinosaurs because they have that amazing noise that we all know and love from. Oh, my goodness. I just had a brain flatness. Jurassic Park. Good Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Pet Owners Independence Day. We nap in the sunlight and leave the work in the paws of our furry friends. I think that indicates a lot of things about how there's some ways that you can kind of lean on your pets to take care of you, even though you take care of them. So I really appreciate that.
We both have pets in our lives. I mean, it's
yes.
And Wendy said that in our house, she's not sure whose emotional support person is support pet in our house. And ironically, because we were doing a little bit of traveling Tuesday into Wednesday and Thursday, I had the dog with me, and I did our staff meeting remotely. And Stout decided to plant himself in my lap in camera view in front of all of our coworkers in our all staff meetings. So yes. He did do that.
That is okay. That is okay. He was being supportive.
He was
letting you run the meeting, but he was keeping an eye on you.
Oh, he was keeping tabs on me all week long. And here's a good one. National Pinata Day. Life's a party. Let's whack that pinata and enjoy all the goodies that fall out of it.
Quick story about pinatas. When our son was probably 3 or 4, we took him to a birthday party for another fellow 3 or 4 year old. I want to say 4, maybe 5. So picture, you're talking about 2 feet tall, folks.
Right.
Maybe not even, right? And at that point, you go with your kids to the birthday parties. You don't do drop off at that point when they're that little. You kind of bring them along and you're there to help supervise because you're not trying to leave a bunch of 4-year-olds with other parents, right? So you go and you kind of stand around and do like that thing. The parties are usually only like an hour or two at the most because that's the attention span. That is the opportunity to play and then it's done and you take your kid home. So we bring them and they're having a cute little party in their backyard and there's like cake and there's cupcakes and there's whatever, all the things that little kid birthday parties have. And there's a pinata. And we're like, oh, cute. I think this is the first time that our son would have, had this opportunity. The dad of the birthday boy gives lowers the pinata down from the tree in which it was hanging.
Right.
And just starts handing out weapons, essentially, to all these, like, four-year-olds. Like, puts a golf club in one of their hands, puts a baseball bat in the other hand. One gets, like, a giant stick. Then there's, like, a big, like, I don't want to say, like, a tire iron, but, like, some giant, long, heavy stick kind of thing. And just basically says, okay, go for it. We were like, oh, my God. You do it.
Right.
You've never been around four-year-olds? They just turn around and start swinging. I mean, this is not a good scene. We were like, whoa, what are you doing? The parents just all jumped back. Like, clearly this dad had no idea how this worked or what the developmental four-year-old behavior was about to happen. And it started to, and we had to be like, whoa, we all went and grabbed all the weapons away from the kids, and they were like, got mad at us, and then we, you know, did it right and lined them up and gave the one in the front a stick and told them what they were supposed to do. So anyways, that is our fun story of pinatas. There has been people in our family who have gotten hit with the pinata stick when we blindfolded the kids in places that we won't mention. So we have a lot of fun antics with pinatas in our family. So I am a fan. So I'm going to enjoy International Pinata Day today because it just makes me smile with all these stories. It is also International Jugglers Day today. Ever been to a circus? I'm assuming the people in our listening area have been and wish you could juggle. Well, why not learn today? It's actually, I mean, I can juggle okay.
Yeah.
It's not. It's hard, but, like, it's just practice, just like anything else. I mean, you really don't even have to be that coordinated. It's just about focus and practice. So it is quite fun, and it's a great party trick, man. When all of a sudden you're like, check me out, I can juggle. People are like, whoa! Like, they think you're so cool. Can you juggle, Dave?
I cannot. It's a sideshow in itself, trust me. I'm going to go through two more, and I do have a quick serious note. I do need to mention something that just came in to me that I do need to pass along and remind people about. So let me, so it's National Lineman Appreciation Day. So we want to thank all of our linemen with all the work that they do. And they may be a little bit busier after the storms that come through this morning. And I want to talk about that briefly too. It is also Adult Autism Awareness Day. So Adult Autism Awareness Day aims to empower adults with autism and their loved ones. And of course, it is Good Friday. And we did not want to forget to mention that all the joking around that we did do about Easter this morning. It is Good Friday. Easter Sunday is this Sunday. Now, I do want to take just 30 quick seconds, and this is something that is somewhat important. So if you are listening and you were in the area of where maybe some storms went through this morning, I know that in Baraboo we were okay, but I know south of here there was possibly some hail and some issues. We want to remind everyone to avoid the door-to-door storm chaser repair crews. There are out-of-town contractors that will take advantage of the storms that did come through and some of the damage that occurred, and they may just show up at your door and offer you an inexpensive repair. Although not all these people are scammers, some of them may lack the proper licensing for your area, offer quick fixes, or make promises that they don't keep. So be very wary of someone coming up to your house after you had storm damage and offering to repair that at a discount. I would recommend sticking with a reputable contractor in the area. That is something that just came across my desk this morning. Wanted to pass that along to everyone this morning, Emily.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I mean, we all need to be wary of things that aren't adding up, if you will. Now, we're not going to, you know, point fingers at anyone, but just like Dave says, be aware. There's local contractors, there's local folks that are going to take care of you. So just, you know, lean on the people you're familiar with, and that's probably your safest bet.
Exactly. So, Emily, you're going to be back with us on Monday, and we're going to talk about post-Easter. We'll find out if you got a Hello Kitty Easter basket as well.
Yes, absolutely. Happy weekend to everyone. Happy Easter. Happy Good Friday. All of the things that are happening. And just, you know, take a breath. Enjoy it. It's blue skies and sunny now. It's really bizarre. So get out in it and have a good time. And have a great weekend, everyone. And we'll see you on Monday.
We'll see you on Monday. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, Sweet Sanctuary Services in Portage. It's time to think about spring cleaning. Experience the peace of having your cluttered closet, office, living room, pantry, or other space transformed into a serene sanctuary through decluttering, space optimization, and personalized organization systems. Let organizer Casey perform her magic on your space. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $65 gift certificates for just $32.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
This is Rhonda from Purple Lotus Studio in Baraboo, congratulating 99.7 Max FM on their new location in downtown Baraboo and inviting you to check out our website at purplelotus.studio to book your confidence-boosting portrait session today.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over, where current and new customers get up to $1,200 off phones, plus get the latest tablet on us. Celebrate with U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, Dells, and Reedsburg.
Your goals are our mission at the Bank of Wisconsin Dells. This is Kira Brekka, and we believe in building tomorrow together. From first-time homebuyers to lifelong savers, our trusted team provides the tools and guidance you need to succeed. Let's work together to turn your dreams into reality, because your future is our priority.
Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Mix FM.